Good morning. It is Sunday, February 17th, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And joining us now is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
You missed the two times that we were trying to figure out what day it was and what month. But now that we're here.
We've got it.
Yes.
You know, though, those of you who read What's Up religiously know that every week we feature a restaurant. Something that's new or unusual or just venerable. And every once in a while, I round some of them up for you because I'm always starving on Sunday mornings.
Who is not?
I love food.
The Wooden Spoon.
The Wooden Spoon.
The Wooden Spoon is in a big log cabin-style building on Arkansas 59 in Gentry.
Okay.
The building is a pre-1870 horse barn that they dismantled and moved from Michigan about a year and a half ago.
Really? Okay.
The restaurant has been in business for about a decade, and it is the most amazing food. It's like walking into kind of a simpler time because there's these huge barn beams and a huge fireplace in the center.
Oh, wow.
And simple wooden tables, and all of the wait staff is Mennonite. There's quite a Mennonite community over there, which
yes.
I didn't know. And the food is very simple. Chicken salad sandwiches have been their big favorite ever since they opened.
This is my kind of place right here.
But I had a meatloaf sandwich the size of your head.
Safe to say this is comfort food.
This is comfort food. And save room for dessert somehow because they have cobbler and they have pie and they have the best bread pudding I've ever eaten. And we eat it all over New Orleans.
When are they open?
Well, now there's the trick.
Uh-huh. Oh.
They're open from 10:30 to 2 weekdays.
Okay.
And from 5 to 9 on Friday evening.
That's okay. It.
No weekends.
Is this the kind of place where you get your drink in like a mason jar?
No, you get your drink in. Well, yeah, actually kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. And I wish I could show you pictures of the bread pudding and the meatloaf sandwich. In fact, if you look in Friday's What's Up, you can see some.
Field trip?
Yes.
For the Ozarks at Large staff?
Let's
okay.
do it.
Is that midday?
All
right. I'm in. Let me know
okay.
when.
All right. Wooden All right. Spoon, Highway 59, Gentry.
For chicken salad. Yeah.
Parks Purity Pie Company.
I've heard great things about this place.
I know that Antoinette has been there and talked about it. It's the brainchild of Shannon Park Strickland, whose great-great-grandfather opened a pie business in Terre Haute, Indiana in 1925.
Mm-hmm. Side note, this is my hairdresser's sister.
Okay. Have you had pie there?
I've had pie while I was getting my hair done.
Oh,
she sold mini pies wow. at the hair club.
Okay.
Oh, what
yes.
a great plan.
It's in a trailer, correct?
It's in
one
an
of those
Airstream.
Airstreams, yes.
In what I call the Gypsy Camp on North College in Fayetteville.
Right.
I think they call it the Yacht Club. It's open from 11 to 6 Tuesday through Saturday. Their specialty is Dutch apple pie with salted caramel sauce and crumb topping made from scratch.
Wow. Okay.
All right. That's number two. Number three.
We've had a horse barn move from Michigan and an Airstream trailer. So what do you got for us next?
Number three, we have the history of Evansville, and you get food at the same time.
Where's Evansville?
It's in Washington County.
South of Lincoln.
Right.
It's a place called the Country Kitchen Cafe, pretty much in the middle of nowhere. The owner is Connie Patterson, and when she started the restaurant, she thought that it'd be nice to have some of the history of the town. Because at one time, Evansville had 5 general stores and 3 cotton gins, and the Bethlehem Cemetery down the road is one of the first public cemeteries in Washington County, 1827.
Mm-hmm.
So people started bringing her photos and stuff to put on the walls. And now it's basically a museum where you eat.
All right. This
and
is very intriguing.
It's comfort food again. Hand-breaded chicken fried steak, chicken pot pie, stew, potato soup, roast beef platters, and this wonderful idea, a monster burger meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's intended to feed a family of 4 to 6.
All
it's
one
$19.95.
Burger?
You get a pound and a half of burger with all the fixins, 2 orders of fries, 2 orders of onion rings. They don't have carry out there, so you can carry this out.
So what are the hours for this?
10:30 to 8 Wednesday and Thursday, 10:30 to 9 on Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday, and 10:30 to 2 on Sunday. They're closed Monday and Tuesday. They are also on Arkansas 59, but south of Lincoln in Evansville.
Almost to the Oklahoma border,
yes.
actually. Yeah.
So I wish you happy eating.
Gosh, those sound great. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.